Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here today. Thomas Jefferson once said that agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute the most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. And we're here today to proclaim this week, FFA Week, in Nebraska, helping to reinforce those values that Thomas Jefferson thought were so important to our country. The Future Farmers of America is an organization that helps train our next generation of leaders for agriculture. And here in Nebraska, that's incredibly important. Agriculture is the heart and soul of what we do. It's the largest part of our economy, over 20%, and creates 1 in 4 jobs back here in Nebraska. So it is important that we continue to develop the leaders that are going to innovate in the agriculture industry. And so today I'm being joined by some of those leaders that you can see up here with me today, as well as Jake Judge, who's the Nebraska FFA president, Sarah Mullen, who is with the Nebraska FFA Foundation, and of course, our own Steve Wellman, who is our director of agriculture here today. FFA in Nebraska is alive and well and growing. We have never had the participation we've had or the number of chapters. We keep seeing it grow. We've got over 8,500 people that are involved in FFA and 185 chapters. And it's because of the great work that these young people are doing that we continue to have the best place in the world for agriculture right here in Nebraska. It's something that we want to continue to make sure that we emphasize, that we're developing our leaders, and the experiences that they get in FFA are part of what will help them be those leaders in the community. And we're not talking about just in agriculture. The young people that go through FFA will go on to be the leaders who then participate in our school boards, who are part of our co-ops, who are getting involved in our communities on county boards, are the people who are working in their churches and with their schools. These are the leaders of tomorrow, and these are the people who will be taking over for their parents in making sure we continue to have strong rural communities. It's also important to note that over half the people that are involved in FFA are actually not off of the farm. That FFA has expanded to make sure they're including ag business leaders and people who want to be doctors and so forth and all sorts of other careers. That it's not just about agriculture. It's about the strong rural communities. So that's why I'm so pleased to be here today to be able to sign this proclamation declaring it FFA Week here in Nebraska. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and sign this proclamation, and I'm going to go ahead and turn over to Steve Wellman, who's going to say a few words as well. First, let me go ahead and make this official, proclaiming it FFA Week here in Nebraska. All right, so we are officially proclaimed. Jake, I'm going to let you be the keeper of that.
Perfect, thank you.
All right. With that, Steve, can I call you up to say a few words?
Sure. So, thank you, Governor. Good afternoon, everyone. It's certainly a privilege to be here to recognize FFA as an organization, and also to commend the student members that make up that organization. The Nebraska FFA was chartered in 1928. It was the sixth state actually chartered by the National FFA Organization. So Nebraska's association membership is still growing, as Governor Ricketts mentioned, and it still provides new opportunities for the student members to participate in, to learn from, and to really grow through. And the students are enrolled in agricultural classes and can participate in various competitions and activities. I appreciate the additional time it takes for these students to be involved with FFA. It is a time commitment, but I do believe that they are rewarded for that work and the extra time that they put in. So I encourage the students that are members of FFA to continue to remember agriculture is important to their lives and to go down a path in their future that definitely includes agriculture as they move forward. I grew up on a farm. I was a member of FFA in Syracuse through my high school years, and even though that was many years ago, there's still a lot of things that I remember from that participation, the leadership training, the teamwork, parliamentary procedure, career skills, and just things that I've actually used throughout my career as farming. So it's a great organization to if you're going to continue in farming or if you're going to go do other things in life and in the rural area. So through my early experiences with FFA, it's really became apparent that training and educating youth is key, and I want to touch on a few other things that the Department of Agriculture participates in along with FFA, and that's the Elite Showmanship Program. the Nebraska Agriculture Youth Institute and the Nebraska Agriculture Youth Council. I think a lot of those youth programs are filled by former FFA members and students, and really encourage any of you that aren't already participating in the Youth Council, or if you're a high school junior or senior, please think about being a member of the Youth Institute, applying for that. So in closing, I'm encouraged by the strong foundation that Nebraska agriculture has, and from the youth that are part of our agriculture. And it really goes to the Department of Ag's motto, which is good life, good roots. And FFA is truly part of those good roots in Nebraska, for Nebraska Ag. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jake.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor Ricketts, Director Wollman. On behalf of the Nebraska FFA Association, I would like to thank you, Governor Ricketts, for helping us celebrate National FFA Week with this proclamation signing. Our state officer team and members across Nebraska have used this week to cherish the multitude of joys that we have experienced while wearing our symbolic blue corduroy jackets. To people who have not zipped up their own blue jackets, it is hard to convey to you how impactful a jacket may be. This jacket and this organization has a positive impact daily on the lives of over 8,500 Nebraska students and their futures. FFA helps develop students through premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. Leadership is demanded by business and industry across our state and the country. Without leadership and growth, we will become stagnant. We strive to have a progressive mindset that ensures a prosperous future for Nebraska. Our organization realizes we are future leaders in the state of Nebraska and afar. We understand the industry we are so passionate about is the driving force of Nebraska's economy. To some, the monumental task of feeding 9 billion people would cause withdrawals or doubt. However, it inspires us to work harder than ever. It's the mindset combined with hard work and dedication that gives us great pride in our organization and the industry of agriculture. We are thankful for the support of many individuals, communities, businesses, and government agencies all across the state that help prepare our members for their future roles as leaders in the agricultural industry. As we celebrate National FFA Week, it is important to remember that agriculture is the backbone of America. We will use this week as motivation to continue to be progressive and continue to make all the opportunities we are given count. Let me leave you with a quote from a wise agriculturalist. Once in your life, you'll need a lawyer. Once in your life, you'll need a doctor. But every day, you need a farmer. So thank you for sharing your passion for agriculture and celebrating National FFA Week with us.
Sarah, we're going to ask you to say a few words too.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here today in this celebration of National FFA Week. A few years ago, I joined FFA because my brothers did. And I expected to get out of school a few days and have fun with my friends. And what I got out of it was so much more than that. And I know that some of the students up here with me today can share those similar stories of why they joined may not be exactly what they got out of it. We know that students up here and all across the state are learning those skills they need to be successful in a career in agriculture. There are over 300 careers in agriculture. And the beauty of FFA is it's really teaching students to be successful in all 300 of those careers and to open their eyes. And that's one thing that FFA did for me, is to open my eye to that there is a career in ag for you. It also taught me to be a leader in my community. And I know all these students can relate to that, of the community development work that's been done, and serving on school boards and things like that are things that our alumni will talk about. And so I think the beauty of National FFA Week is it gives us this opportunity for us to really talk about what FFA and agriculture education is in our communities, to spread the word and to show the community the great work we're doing. The future that we have is right here. And we can all be successful. And the FFA vision of growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture definitely fit with the state of Nebraska. So we're proud to be and have a strong presence here in Nebraska. So thank you for helping celebrate National FFA Week with us.
Great. Thank you very much, Sarah. Appreciate it. And thank you, Jake, for being here, and Steve, as well as all of our FFA folks. Thank you very much for being here today. And a couple points, Jake, just so you know, remember blue tie for you today. I also can't think of a more noble mission than helping to feed a growing world. So a fantastic industry to be a part of, as well as one that's very important to Nebraska.